Guess what lesson I learned? Never, ever give out your home address. Hide your home. So hide your home. You don't want your residents to know where you live. Yeah, we can think about the crazy ones going to come and throw a rock through your window like Ernest T. on Mayberry.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello there, everyone. And Mike Butler here. In today's episode on Freedom Fridays, our topic is hide your home. And this goes way back to when I first got started. And remember that second house that I bought that was across the street from the first rental that I bought that was on my paper route? Well, the fellow I bought it from, his name was Ed Melton, and he was the one that he was kind of like a mentor almost. He treated me like a son. He invited me to go to our local RIA group. Well, anyway, when I bought that second house from Ed Melton, I was told to come to his home, and he had a walkout ranch, and in the basement, he had his office set up. So he had like a conference room. He had his office down there, and it was in a residential neighborhood. Big, nice home, in-ground pool, and all this and that. And I said, man, I want to be like Ed when I grow up. And so that's what I envisioned. And so I kept buying houses. And then remember the first house that I bought? Well, I rented that to a fellow. I just got out of prison for writing bad checks. So I said, he's a cash-only customer. And this is when I used an Office Depot rental application. But anyway, so in that lease and in the rental agreement and all that I put together that I got from Office Depot, well, I put my residence, my home address in there because I wanted to be like Ed when I grew up, in my real estate business. And so I put my address on there. It was 5930 Midnight Lane, and never thought anything else about it. And so what I'm getting ready to share with you is in today's world with personal safety and all the violence and crime and stuff out there, yeah, you want to hide your home because of that. But here's something that kind of caught me off guard, and I was just floored. And my wife got madder than a mashed duck. So here I am working my full-time job. My wife is working her full-time job as a nurse. And we've got two young daughters. And it was a Friday evening. I'll never forget this. It was a Friday evening, and we were both off. We didn't have anything to do as far as doing Girl Scout cookie sales or basketball games or somebody's birthday party to go to and all this and that. It was a Friday evening, and wow, we had a chance to go out and eat together. And so here we are. We got the girls, and we're walking out the front door, going to load up into the car, and here comes Chitty Chitty Bang Bang down the street. And it was my tenant from the very first house I bought. His name was Jim. And so Jim pulls into the driveway, and his car leaks a lot. And I called it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang because it kind of puffed. Sounded like it was running on three cylinders or something. And so he gets out of the car calmly and casually, and he says, well, he says, Mike, said, I just dropped my old lady off at the bingo hall up there. And I just thought, well, I'm around the corner from Mike, so I'll just stop down here, drop off my rent, and chew the fat with you a little bit. Oh, my gosh. I looked over my shoulder, and my wife was spitting bullets at me. And what she was saying, without having to use sign language or anything, you get that SOB out of here right now so we can go out and have some family time. And I never heard the end of that. And so I got him to go on, shoot him away. But I didn't want that to happen anymore. So I got my genie bottle out. Guess what lesson I learned? Never, ever give out your home address. Hide your home. So hide your home. You don't want your residents to know where you live. Yeah, we can think about the crazy one's going to come and throw a rock through your window like Ernest T. on Mayberry. But no, I mean, this guy wanting to do a good thing. He insisted on paying me the rent, you know, directly. And he drives up into the driveway and oil leaking everywhere out of his car. And that wasn't a good feeling. So if you want to keep your Freedom Fridays, okay, hide your home. Okay, what alternatives or what solution can you have for that? Well, you can use a P.O. box. And a P.O. box is one. I know a lot of folks use what used to be called mailboxes, etc., but it's called a UPS store, and they have little mailboxes in there that you can use. And so I used a P.O. box, and that was my office address when I had my office, my real estate office in my basement. So in my basement, and we got a walkout ranch in the lower level, I set up an office just like Ed, but I never gave anybody my home address or used that as an office address. So remember the fellow that came up and chitty chitty bang bang on that Friday evening when we were trying to go out and eat? Well, he got all upset because we moved. I didn't give anybody my new home address. And I started using a P.O. box, and I mail monthly statements to all my residents every month on the 20th of the month for next month's rent. It's kind of like a reminder email. Hey, your rent's coming up. And so anyway, he got all frustrated. He called me up. He did have my cell phone then because we had the bag phone. And he says, Mike, he says, I just don't trust the post office, sir. He says, dropping that in the mail, you know, what if it gets lost and all this? I said, you got a good point there, Jim. So you want an address to bring it to? He goes, yeah. Well, guess what? The post office, okay. Now, I didn't tell Jim this, okay. So this is what me and you talking about. Well, the post office, it has its own address on the street that it is. Okay, so if you look above the door somewhere, mine might have been something like 9923 Ruck Regal Parkway. It was in J-Town. And so I gave Jim that address. I said, 9923 Ruck Regal Parkway. Okay, and just go in there and see one of the staff and hand them that envelope and they'll put it in my mailbox, put it in my inbox for me. And so sure enough, he drives all the way out from the other side of town where I had my paper out there, that first house I bought. He drives clear across town. It's a pretty good trip, probably 20 miles, 25 miles or so. And he finds the address. He pulls into the parking lot. He sees it's a post office. So he goes in and hands it to the clerk there. And she makes him buy a stamp, and then she puts it in my P.O. box. Well, Jim called me up after that, and he's madder than a mashed duck. And he says, Mike, that's a post office address. I said, I tried to tell you, you know, it's at a P.O. box, but you insisted on hand delivering it like General MacArthur. And so I gave you the address of the post office. That's the address where it's at. Yeah. So you can have fun. I tell you what, you got to have fun in this real estate stuff. So big, huge lesson learned, hide your home. Never, ever give that out to any of your residents, anybody in your real estate business or this and that. That's only for very, very close friends and family members, because you don't want some knuckleheads, good or bad, knowing where you live and come knocking on your door, or throwing rocks to the window, anything like that. So I had a good problem there where the tenant wanted to pay. And my wife would still, if she were here today, would still have that glaring look that just burned right through me. So that'll wrap up this session here, and have fun on your Freedom Fridays, and see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.